they were doing it. And she said, well, I said, Luke White's out. She said, don't you go down there, my old sister, stand him up. You know? And that's where I first saw the girl in the alleyway, you know, during that. And I traced it to Aunt Lizzie's house, the same thing, you know, doing the same thing. But I could see it better through the keyhole by them being naked and the light was on, you know, in the room. And the woman was with the man thing, and he was eating, they was doing each other. And I think Aunt Lizzie caught me peeping through that, because that's how I got familiar to peep through that, because she peeped through that to see if any of the girls was taking the money. And if she did, she could estimate, you know what I mean, about how many bills he had, you know, she got fixed when she could pull the money out of it, you know. She was supposed to still hug him around his back and hold the money where Aunt Lizzie could see it, you know, and put his wallet back in his pants. And Aunt Lizzie, the ones that couldn't steal, she had a room, like she put you in this room here, the bedroom would be one room, and the rest of the house was a dining room and going on to her kitchen and her compartment where she lived at. And the girl would hold the money where she could estimate about what she got. But Aunt Lizzie had one when the girls couldn't steal. They call the creeping door. She had something did to that door all the time and could open that door, and you never hear opening that door. And the woman that was in bed, being bed with the man, they had just a face full of water, a towel, soap, you know, and stuff like that. And Aunt Lizzie would creep in there and take so much of his money out of his wallet and creep back and lock the door.